This Warrior Sound update being filed north of the border here in Toronto, Canada, at the home of the Raptors, the newly renamed Scotiabank Arena, the former Air Canada Center, which is also home to the Toronto Maple Leafs, as the Bay Area has arrived in Toronto in full force with the San Jose Sharks taking on the Leafs Wednesday night, and the Warriors set to face the Raptors here on Thursday night. The practice court here at the arena is on the upper concourse, and that's where the Warriors headed straight to upon landing in Toronto to get set to face the Raptors in a highly anticipated matchup. Toronto is at the top of the Eastern Conference standings, entering the game at 18-4 and winners of their past six games, their most recent coming Tuesday night in Memphis where they took down the Grizzlies. They're 9-2 thus far on the road, 9-2 at home, as the Warriors are bringing in the momentum of three consecutive home wins and that 49-point night from Kevin Durant, which is part of the latest win, coming against the Magic on Monday. Warriors and Raptors on a Thursday night coming up. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.
I liked it, but I was more interested in basketball at the time. So,
why?
It was more my sport, kind of. I had more, I was kind of better at it. It's basketball, and I wanted to practice some more on it and try to make it to the pros if I have a chance.
That's Stephen Curry as a middle school kid in Toronto when his dad Dell played for the Raptors, featured on the show Off the Hardwood, hosted by Raptors broadcaster Paul Jones.
I remember talking to the Curry family in that show and Steph saying he'd like to go to school, like at a major college, and the implication was that he was going to end up in the NBA. And you kind of thought, well, he's grown up around the game, he's got good skills. I mean, you never know. There's a chance. There always is a chance. And just watching him progress from there as an eighth grader, again, incredibly poised and well-spoken and just being around the game. His mom and dad, both athletes, you just saw him continually grow. And I watched him. Watching a kid grow like that, it's just tremendous. It's remarkable.
Off the Hardwood. Off the Hardwood.
Phil Handy, Toronto Raptors assistant coach.
Man, listen, I grew up watching Run TMC, and after I left Hawaii and I had the opportunity to come here and play for the Warriors and be in training camp and be a part of that team early on, that was not something I never could have envisioned. I just remember the first game, you know, I was able to put a jersey on and I came through the tunnel before the old Oakland Coliseum, before they turned into Oracle Arena. I just remember Tim Hardaway and Latrell Sprewell telling me, "Hey, man, lead us out of the tunnel."
Did they really? Rookie?
That's my first home game. I got my jersey and my name on the back, man. I come running out of the tunnel, and, you know, people are clapping, but there's nobody behind me. And I look back in the tunnel, man. They're all laughing, giggling, stomach hurting. But it was just an amazing experience just to be able to have that in my memory bank.
Now, you went and played overseas, correct?
I did. I had a great career overseas. You know, I had some short stints here in the NBA with Warriors in Portland. And then I went over to Europe. I played in Italy, France, Germany, Spain, England, Israel, Australia. I had a ball, man. It was a phenomenal experience for me. Culturally, just it helped me become more of a well-rounded person. And it was just a great experience for me.
Yeah, it's interesting because I always maintain that, well, you went and played overseas. I said, well, that's great. You know, you get paid to play basketball and see the world.
You know what? A lot of people don't understand this. I made more money in Europe than I would have made here in the NBA as a league minimum guy.
Right.
You know, so for me, man, I just wanted to play. You know, I love the game so much, and Europe gave me that opportunity to do it, man. And I had a great career over there.
You did, and coaching keeps you close to the game. How did you start with your coaching career?
You know, I retired in 2003. Back in 1999, I just started training some kids. You know, just kind of like an off thing. You know, I had a couple. I was in Australia, and a couple of the parents said, "Hey, you know, our kids are a big fan of yours. Would you mind doing a workout with them?" And I started doing that, and that spawned into a business for me. And I had my own training business for 13 years, private. And I had a lot of NBA clients, had a lot of college guys, and it just kind of was a smooth transition for me to my first job in the NBA was with the Lakers. Mike Brown brought me on, and when he went to Cleveland, he brought me to Cleveland. It was not something that I envisioned,
right?
But I think it just took a natural course. The training and the player development part led me into becoming an NBA coach. And it's just been an unbelievable journey.